Hello, namaste and good day, and welcome to another episode of Indian Born Aussie Bred with your host Aussie Marcy. So in the last episode, we finished up where we were just starting our journey into trying for a baby. How exciting! Today's episode is going to delve a little more into that and how the journey actually went. I'm laughing because this is very funny now that I think about it. But anyways, let's get started. Hopefully you're excited to hear what happens next. A lot of the podcast is going to be about my parenting journey. Welcome to Indian Born Aussie Bred. So, there we were, starting our exciting journey of trying for a baby every month on the period cycle. So let's start from the beginning. For those of you who are kind of new or trying for a baby, I'll go through a few things that in general, you can probably find this advice anywhere on the internet, but just to list down a few things. Of course, let's start with cutting down all the bad things for our health, like agar aap smoke karte ho, agar aap drink karte ho, agar aap drugs lete ho, just you need to stop. That is going to affect the future health of your baby. So definitely stop all of that. I know stopping alcohol is probably one of the most common signs that we find amongst girlfriends. So around our time, we used to do catch-ups and there'd be somebody who's not drinking. We'd always be like, oh, I think she's trying. And I thought, you need to stop doing your smoke, drink, drugs. That's number one. Number two, you need to start taking folic acid. So I can't stress enough how important that is. Of course, your doctors might tell you that as well, but very easily available at any chemist. Please do start taking folic acid and probably even having food which is very high in folic acid. Which brings me to your point three, which is having a really healthy, balanced diet. Some research actually proves the Mediterranean diet is probably the most healthiest diet while trying to conceive. Well, it's not the beat of all, people all around the world fall pregnant. So, but yes, of course, I guess Mediterranean diet probably has a healthy balanced diet between carbs and protein and salads and things like that. So, just have a healthy diet, include a lot of, ingredients which probably have folic in them, like greens and things like that. So, that would be, definitely, one of the other points. So that's point number three. Cutting down on tea, coffee, so cutting down on caffeine. Oh, I know how much we Indians love tea. So chai ke bina to din start nahi hota, and no one's telling you to give up your chai fully or your coffee. You can probably have probably a cup or two. I know I only had a cup each morning. That's all I have. I'm not a heavily caffeine oriented person, but I know some people who really can't live without it. Probably just toning that down just helps regulate your body's hormones, your hydration levels as well. So yeah, cutting down on caffeine will definitely help. That's point four. Point five, getting fit as well. I guess I don't mean start going to the gym and things like that. No, just get closer to your healthier weight, which I guess a balanced diet will start to inculcate, and maybe do some walks and just get some fresh air. Again, that helps to balance out just your blood sugar levels in your body as well, and just brings you into a healthy lifestyle to carry the baby. It is going to be a big task for your body over the next 10 months. So we better get the body prepared. Even though we won't be running, let me assure you, your body internally will be running. It will be running. So your body internally is going to take up a lot of heavy weight, and we want to train the body to have the stamina to go through that, right? Point number six, you need to have a series of tests. So a couple of tests that we did, I spoke about this in my previous episode of the podcast. We did go through and do all of our bloods. So having a complete thorough blood test, you know, testing for, what your blood group is, you probably need to know that. But if you have any other conditions like diabetes and things like that can also get picked up, also like rubella and things STIs, get tested for that. Also cervical test is another one that is something that gets automatically reminded to us here in Australia every 3 years. So getting that done also before you start to try for pregnancy is a good idea, because you can't really do the test once you are pregnant and you may have the concern of having cervical cancer. So yeah, just to be on the safe side, go to your GP. They'll probably tell you all of these tests that you're required to do. I guess the first step is just make an informed decision. You are trying for a baby. You're probably having that constant communication with your partner. Take your partner along, go to the GP, which is the general practitioner here, sorry. India, it might be your local gynec doctor. And just let them know that you're trying for baby. What are some of the tests or pre-tests that they would like you to take? And I think they will be the best people to guide you on it. Okay, so I guess all of these steps were taken. Hum log ne test kara liye the. Hum log folic acid le rahe the. Aajkal, I guess, men's ka bhi ek version aata hai when they are trying just to kind of up their sperm quality. So the market is really very knowledgeable now. So women ke liye hai, men's ke liye hai, we were both taking. Check your iodine levels. So wo bhi shayad blood test se nikal jayega. But yeah, taking folate, taking iodine. I guess many of the salt in India generally has iodine from many years. Australia, may I actually had to make I had to make that informed decision to go and buy salt specifically which had iodine. India mein rehte rehte we got so used to it, like it's such a simple thing ki namak mein iodine hai, but not so over here. So and you know, iodine is another thing that you do need for a healthy development of the body. Theek hai, to ye sab to hum log kar hi rahe the. Healthy lifestyle follow kar rahe the, and along with that we were trying. So I guess the other thing you want to do is probably start tracking your ovulation. Uske liye bhi kaafi apps hai. There's like a bump app, a glow app, or bahut sare apps hai. They're pretty good. Bahut achhe push notifications aate hain us pe. You can just put in your last period date and it'll tell you when you're ovulating. So I think as a newbie starting, and I don't know how many of you will relate to it, I was like very unaware of my body, huh? But then, like, I think India mein we don't talk about our bodies, we don't talk about reproduction, we don't talk about fertility enough. Or karna chahiye is bare mein baat. I truly feel that, especially after my journey, and which is the whole point of starting this podcast, right? Come out of the taboos and just talk about it. Because the more you talk about it, the more the future generation will know, or more the current generation will know, so to speak. And you can make an informed decision. You don't need to have a baby, but at least you'll be empathetic to somebody who's trying to have a baby, right? So, like, ye sab tracking apps pe, I was tracking my ovulation, and it would say ki abhi, you know, tumhara cervical mucus will feel whitish and yellowish and sticky and runny. And honestly, ye sab kuch terms I could not understand. I was like, how does somebody know it is going to feel like an egg yolk? How does somebody know it's going to feel runny? Or okay, yellow white to samajh mein aata hai dekhke, but oh, it was I guess it's a journey a person has to go through personally. So I guess it's taken me a while to kind of learn my own body. So track karte waqt wo app kuch dikhata tha, you know, you are 3 days pre-ovulation, or you're 4 days post-ovulation, and this is how your cervical mucus will look, and this is how you're feeling, this is how your breasts will feel. Or I had just become so hyper-conscious of everything. Aisa lag raha tha sab sahi to nikal raha hai, like is it really matching up, like, you know, is my cervical mucus actually runny, ya fir you know, my breast feeling tender? And I didn't even know what that meant. I know maybe some people do, but honestly, I did not. And I think there might be many women who are in the same boat as me. Please tell me if you are. It'll just make me not feel like I was the odd one out. But I guess this is where I feel like an Indian upbringing was kind of a bit of a disadvantage where we weren't aware of these things, or being in a country by yourself jahan pe, you know, you don't have other utna vaise close-knit peer group nahi hai, you don't have your parents support or anybody like that, or you know, elder sisters and things who you can kind of confide and ask all of these things. So basically it's you and the app, or you and the app and the partner, and you're just trying to figure this out as you go. So an interesting journey nonetheless, but you learn. So I think 2-3 mahine lage for me to understand, track, actually feel and understand what they mean by the time of ovulation. And or ab do bachcho ke baad to I'm pretty like spot on. But I think initially, if you ever feeling, if you're going through this journey, if you're reading those terms on the app and you are looking down in the bathroom and you're wondering, meko kuch samajh mein nahi aa raha hai, please let me tell you, you're not the only one. Kuch samajh mein nahi aata hai, because you just feel like your bodily functions hai, why am I monitoring it like a doctor, hai na? It's funny, but you will get the hang of it. You don't need to stress about it. Hum log aise logo ko to jante hi hai jo bina kuch kiye they fall pregnant, you know, ek baar mein Ramban, जो रेयरली होता है, बट होता है. तो इसलिए यू नो, डोंट रियली स्ट्रेस अबाउट इट. अगर समझ में आ रहा है तो यू नो, फॉलो इट. अगर नहीं समझ में आ रहा है, जस्ट गो विद द फ्लो, यू नो. अब बॉडीज आर अमेजिंग. द डे यू फील लाइक आई कैन कॉन्कर द वर्ल्ड इज प्रॉब्ली द डे यू ओव्यूलेटिंग, ओके. क्योंकि इट्स जस्ट द हॉर्मोन्स बर्स्ट आउट, यू फील ग्रेट, यू फील लाइक ड्रेसिंग अप दैट डे. You just have that strut going on, and so you'll have that zing in the step, or us din pata rahega. Just if you're feeling good, that's the day you want to make love, hai na? Theek hai, wo ek part I wanted to cover was just us tracking ourselves, or khud se kya kya kar sakte hain, like in terms of taking supplements or balanced diet and all of that. I think I'll talk about the next part, jis baare mein I've talked to a lot of my friends. A lot of them have eventually over the years even asked me for advice, kyunki they kind of knew my journey. To meko lagta hai is baare mein baat karna bahut zaruri hai, because these thoughts used to come in my mind, and from like I think like these tens of girlfriends that I've talked to, they all have the same questions in their mind, right? So that is about the actual act happening. So, you know, when you're making love and, you know, you're doing all of those things, tab there are a number of things that can confuse you, which I want to talk about. If it is sensitive for you to listen, please don't listen to the remaining part of this podcast. But I do want to talk about it, frankly, and I do want to talk about it openly as well. I guess when you're having sex, or when you're making love, one of the other things is sometimes if you aren't that sexually active, one of the first confusions is about, you know, holes in a woman's body. Somebody once told me, did you know you have 5 holes? And I'm like, what? I have no clue. I don't even know if that is true. Okay, but I mean, it's quite normal to have that confusion. You'll figure it out. The next one is, you know, like how long to keep it in. People always have this fear of when they are, especially when they're trying. People also have this confusion of semen oozing out, especially when the partner pulls out, and we have this thought in our head, oh god, sab gaya. You know, I really need to do something to keep it in. I let me tell you, wo bhi bahut bahut common hai. Through my gynec and through my fertility specialist, I've learned ki you just like, you know, actually you just need one sperm, or millions and millions and millions of sperms hai. To wo kitna bhi bahar nikal jaye, agar lagna hai nishane pe, one is enough, and it would have swum through. So you need one persistent swimmer who gets the job done. तो अगर वो भी हो रहा है आपके साथ, तो प्लीज़ डोंट स्ट्रेस, प्लीज़ जस्ट एन्जॉय द प्रोसेस. सब लोग ये बोलते हैं, इन्जॉय करना बहुत मुश्किल होता है, आई अंडरस्टैंड, बट डोंट स्ट्रेस अबाउट, जस्ट डू इट, ठीक है? पर अगर यू नो, इफ द पार्टनर पुल्स आउट एंड यू हैव अ बिट ऑफ सीमन ओजिंग आउट, इट्स ओके. कुछ लोगों ने मुझे बोला था कि ओ, पाँव ऊपर करके लेटे हुए रहो 10 मिनट तक आफ्टर इंटरकोर्स. Funnily, we have tried that also. I think 3-4 महीने जब हो गए थे, and we were still not pregnant, that's when the anxiety started to kick in ki kya ho raha hai, you know, 3 mahine ho gaye, 4 mahine ho gaye, itna zyada hum log track kar rahe hain, itna zyada time se kar rahe hain, fir bhi kyun nahi ho raha, we're doing everything by the books. Tab these things start to kick in where, you know, you're worried about semen oozing out, you're worried about chalo paon upar karke 10 minute lete hue raho, and all of that. They are all like old wives' tales, as they say. Kuch scientific evidence nahi hai isko prove karne ke liye. For some people, they feel like they have fallen pregnant when they have put their leg up because maybe they are pushing the sperm to swim up. So, theek hai, ye sab, these are like rumors or superstitious beliefs. There are no harm to actually doing it. So, I just wanted to use the platform to let you know that these are normal things. They can look funny. That can seem funny. If you want to do it, please do it. Usme kuch galat to nahi ho raha hai. It'll happen or it won't happen. Hum log ne bhi kiya tha. If that makes you feel any better in your situation, haan, paon utha ke lete hue rehte the with the hopes ki ye month ho jayega. I guess those were some of the other things during intercourse that probably crosses your mind. And lastly, it brings me to the 2WW, so the 2 week wait. That's the last thing I want to talk about today. Is ye sab hone ke baad, it comes that moment of truth jahan pe when your app is telling you just wait for the 2 weeks and see what's happening. So ye sab karna mein ho chuke, you've done your pre-ovulation steps, you're following a healthy diet, you've done your during your ovulation, you've had your intercourse every alternate day, every 3 days, whatever works for you, kar lo. Uske baad you wait for 2 weeks. So in that 2 week period is where your body will be telling you whether the sperm and egg have fertilized and you are on the way to falling pregnant or it hasn't happened this month. And you will end up getting your period and shedding your uterus lining. Hai na? Wo 2 week wait period for all trying couples sabse zyada hard rehta hai. Aur especially jab apne month on month try kar rahe hain. To hum log ke liye it had been 4 months, 6 months. Aur ye month on month jab ye 2 week wait period rehta tha. I don't know, like kafi anxious or stressful period rehta tha. But the catch 22 with the situation is wahi time pe your body needs to relax. Hai na? Jab apne soch rahe us baare mein ki hua, nahi hua, hua, nahi hua. The theory tells us ki just relax karo. You know, live life as normal. Socho mat us baare mein, which is so hard. So, it can only happen if you are not consciously trying. Agar kisi ka, jaise bolte na, by chance ho gaya ya hum log try nahi kar rahe the aur aise hi ho gaya. I think unke liye 2 week wait period aise hi beet gaya tha. But jo log kafi consciously try kar rahe hain, I know ki unke liye 2 week wait period is really hard to go through. So, mera suggestion bhi yahi rahega ki try to keep yourself occupied, try to keep yourself happy. It's okay to think about it, of course. I think it's unfair to say ki don't think about it at all. I mean, you're planning for something, why will you not think about it? But I guess keep yourself engaged, you know. Not overworked, but engaged. Kuch hobby karo ya, you know, kuch bhi idle time hai jahan aapko lagta hai ki aapka mind us taraf ja raha hai, or you're feeling a bit, that kind of sadness is starting to come in ki kya hoga, or the worry is starting to creep in, do something fun, you know, go and do something fun that will take your mind off it, whether it be a movie, chatting with some friends, you know, going out, you know, maybe you love your work, you have great colleagues, maybe you spend a bit more time at work, but do what is fun. ठीक है तो योर बॉडी भी रिलैक्स होता है द मोर यू लाफ द मोर यू एन्जॉय ऑफ कोर्स यू गिविंग दैट रिलैक्सेशन टू योर बॉडी एंड एट द सेम टाइम यू नॉट थिंकिंग अबाउट इट. तो ये 3 स्टेजेस के बाद तो यू आर हैविंग योर स्टेप्स टू कंसीव, यू आर गोइंग थ्रू योर इंटरकोर्स फेज एंड देन यू आर गोइंग थ्रू योर 2 week वेट पीरियड और उसके बाद कम्स द जजमेंट डे और द जजमेंट वीक सो टू स्पीक. तो आपको पता रहता है कि यू आर नियरिंग टू योर पीरियड डेट इन द नेक्स्ट 21 डेज साइकिल और वो टाइम के फीलिंग्स इफ आई कैन शेयर आर या आई थिंक दे आर रियली हार्ट स्टॉपिंग, क्योंकि वो टाइम हर छोटा क्रैम्प इन योर बॉडी, हर छोटा ब्लीड लाइन या म्यूकस सेक्रेशन, एवरी थिंग काइंड ऑफ यू यू स्टार्ट टू एनालाइज कि क्या सही हुआ क्या गलत हुआ. यू आर ऑलमोस्ट एनालाइजिंग टू अ पॉइंट वेयर यू होल्डिंग बैक योर पेशेंट, जो पॉसिबल तो नहीं है क्योंकि बॉडी को जो करना है वो करेंगे. बट I know from all my girlfriends ki we are always like, you know, just praying up and trying to control the internal functionings of the body and saying ki bas periods nahi ho, and hopefully I've fallen pregnant this cycle. So yeah, these feelings are quite normal. They can be quite gut-wrenching at that point of time. You know, some people get very anxious, they get very depressed, especially if they've been trying for a long time. So, yeah, I just wanted to share and let you know that we have been through the same. We have actually tried for a whole of a year, religiously, not skipping a month. So, 12 months we were actually doing this. Okay? So, generally, doctors in Australia will say you need to try between 6 to 12 months before you see a fertility specialist. उसके पहले फर्टिलिटी स्पेशलिस्ट को रेकमेंड नहीं करते हैं अनलेस यू ओवर 35. हम लोग आफ्टर 4 months जीपी को देखने गए थे टू डिस्कस दिस कि 4 महीने से वी बीन ट्राइंग एंड वी हैवन हैड सक्सेस. पर जीपी ने भी यही बोला कि आई कांट रियली गिव यू अ रेफरल, यहाँ पे एक रेफरेंस देना पड़ता है टू सी अ मोर स्पेशलाइज्ड पर्सन इन एनी सॉर्ट ऑफ कंसर्न्स दैट यू हैव. तो फर्टली स्पेशलिस्ट को देखने के लिए वी नीडेड टू बी ट्राइंग फॉर 12 months. अब वो बहुत लंबा टाइम लग रहा था, कैसे तो भी करके वी मेड इट टू 6 months, 8 months. आई वॉज लिटरली देन ट्रैकिंग, क्योंकि ये पूरा टाइम कुछ भी नहीं हो रहा था. आई हैड नॉट फॉलन प्रेगनेंट, आई हैड नॉट लाइक आई वॉज गेटिंग पीरियड्स ऑन द क्लॉक, लाइक 21 डेज साइकिल. ऐसा लग रहा था ऐप पे आई एम नॉट ट्रैकिंग ओव्यूलेशन, आई एम ट्रैकिंग पीरियड, क्योंकि जो दिन बोलते थे लाइक ऑलमोस्ट वही दिन पे मंथ ऑन मंथ होता था, विच वॉज वेरी डिसअपॉइंटिंग. या सो आई गेस वी ट्राइड फॉर अ होल ऑफ 12 months, हैविंग हैड 0 क्लिनिकल प्रेगनेंसीज. तो आई डिफाइन दिस टर्म क्लिनिकल प्रेगनेंसी, क्योंकि क्या होता है द अदर थिंग दैट इज नॉट प्रॉब्ली टॉक्ड अबाउट एज मच इज मिस कैरेजेस, एंड आई प्रॉब्ली टॉक अबाउट दिस अ लिटिल बिट मोर इन द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड. बट एक्चुअली वी हैड नॉट हैड एनी सॉर्ट ऑफ प्रेगनेंसी एट ऑल, मतलब कुछ भी नहीं हुआ था, इंक्लूडिंग नो मिस कैरेजेस एज वेल. और ये 12 months हो गया था, तो वी वर एट दैट पॉइंट वेयर वी हैड फॉलोड ऑल ऑफ दी स्टेप्स एंड नथिंग हैड कम अबाउट. तो ये हो सकता है आपके साथ, ठीक है. तो आई वॉन्ट टू शेयर दिस जर्नी बिकॉज आई वॉन्ट यू टू नो अबाउट दिस जर्नी, एंड आई वॉन्ट एवरीबडी टू नो कि सब चीज़ कितना भी प्लान कर ले नहीं होता है. एंड स्पेशली आई हैव लर्न दिस थ्रू द हार्ड वे कि पेरेंट बनना अपने हाथ में नहीं है, मतलब अपने कर्म कर सकते हैं, फल की चिंता नहीं कर सकते. हाँ, तो वेन इट हैज़ टू हैपन इट विल हैपन, आई गेस डेस्टिनी हैज़ अ प्लान. So, yeah, that's where we were at. We were at 12 months sitting at the GP's office asking for a fertility specialist ka referral. Okay, so, yeah, I just wanted to share that in this episode for our journey. I want to take this journey forward in the next episode, and hopefully I'll talk to you a little bit more about what happens next. It's going to be another 2 years of tough journey ahead. पर प्लीज़ लेट मी नो आपको ये एपिसोड कैसा लगा. आई थिंक आज का एपिसोड काफ़ी दिल से है. यू विल सी अ लॉट ऑफ अम्स एंड आज, क्योंकि आई हैव जस्ट टॉक्ड माय हार्ट आउट टुडे. आई हैव डन मिनिमम एडिटिंग, ठीक है. तो अगर आपको आज का एपिसोड एक्चुअली बाकी एपिसोड से ज़्यादा कैजुअल, ज़्यादा एंटरटेनिंग लगा, प्लीज़ लेट मी नो. अगर आपको लगता है नहीं, थोड़ा स्ट्रक्चरिंग ऑफ द एपिसोड विल बी बेटर, प्लीज लेट मी नो एज वेल, ठीक है. आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू टॉक माई हार्ट आउट टूडे, बस आज वही मूड था. कैच यू इन द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड. अंटिल देन कीप लिसनिंग टू इंडियन बॉर्न ऑजी ब्रेड.